And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Well, let's just pray together, shall we? Do keep that passage open. I'll be referring to it in a moment, but let's pray. Father, we thank you that we've just been singing of the riches of your grace. And Father, we ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we might see the riches of your kindness and goodness to all who trust in Christ. As we look at this part of your word, the Bible, would you speak to us by your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Well, how safe and secure do we feel as Christians here this morning, if that's what we would call ourselves? Maybe we're growing up in a Christian home. How safe and secure are we? If we're thinking of the Christian life, maybe even becoming a Christian, what is it like? How safe and secure is it? And before we begin, I just want to say something very, very clearly. A Christian is not someone who is trying their best to be good, trying their best to love God, and hoping in a kind of doubtful way of heaven. It's much better news than that. A Christian is someone who is secure in every aspect that matters. Safe and secure in every aspect that matters. Whatever we face in life, and we might be facing some serious difficulties in our lives at the moment, mightn't we? And maybe we're investigating Christian things and we think, I don't just want to add one more thing to my to-do list, trying to be good and love God. Why? Well, because a Christian is chosen by grace to be made like Jesus. That's our first point. You might want to take out your sheets and just have a look at these points. A Christian is chosen by grace to be made like Jesus. Now, what I'm going to be doing in these two talks is trying to do both and. So both speaking to the children and to adults. It's more children the first one and more adults the second one, but they're both there. Okay, so all of you can stay with me. Chosen by grace to be made like Jesus. If you can read, pick up a Bible and look at these words, because God speaks to us through the very words of the Bible. And I hope he's going to speak to us this morning through these very words that he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. So if we want to listen to the Holy Spirit, we want to concentrate on these words. Now look at verse 28. He's writing to Christians in Rome and he's saying this, and we know as Christians that in all things, good things and bad things, hard things, lovely things, sufferings, pleasures, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. But I know what some of you are thinking now. You're thinking, but do I really love him? Do I really love him? But that's not Paul's point. You might say, well, I let him down so often. That's not Paul's point. What does he say? God works for the good of those who love him, by which I mean who have been called according to his purpose. See, those who have been called or chosen by God love him. Why? Verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. I know we're getting some big words, but stay with me. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brothers. Let's go back to what I was saying right at the beginning. Christianity is not about us trying our best to love God. It does include that. God chooses people so that they love him, not because they love him. I'll just say that again because it's so important. God chooses people by grace, by a gift, so that they will love him, not because they love him. Can you see how Paul is arguing that way in those verses? In other words, God chooses people so that they're conformed to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ, who perfectly loves God the Father. And the Father perfectly loves his son. Keep thinking about that if you're a grown up. Now, I want some volunteers, because I've got some sporting equipment here, and I'm not quite sure I know how to use these. And so I've got a hockey stick, and a rounders bat, and a tennis racket, and some goggles. So there's two volunteers there. I want you to come and Rebecca and Tom. Out you come to the front. Take one of these each, because I'm not sure what the... Is that how you use it? Yeah? No? What, somebody take that? Now this one, I think you use like this. That's what this one's about. No, do you want to show me how you think these? Now this is for marching, this one. This one's definitely for marching. You sort of put it under your arm and march like that. I think that's how you use that one. And these are for flying. They're definitely for flying, because you put these on and then when you're in your plane, then... So could you just show me what you think all these are for? Actively. Oh, I better stand back. I'm not sure that's the right stroke for a tennis racket. I think we're more like this, aren't we? Now, would you choose me on your team if I thought that this, you know, your rounders team, if I thought this was for marching, would you choose me? No, you wouldn't, would you? If you were trying to get, you know, together to play some doubles and I was going like this, would you choose me? No. And show us how the hockey works. I'm sure you can show us how the hockey works really rather well. Tom, do you think this is for flying?
No.
No. Would you choose me on your swimming team if you thought I thought these were about flying?
No.
No. They're for swimming? Yeah. Like that? Or that? Yeah, brilliant. Round of applause for all my volunteers. Thank you very much. We are so used to being chosen for things that we can do. When we hear that God chooses us, we sort of don't compute that he's choosing us irrespective of how good we are. This is so important to understand. Because what Paul is arguing here, and has been arguing in Romans so far, is that we are all rebels against God. Are we naturally the kind of people who love God? Yes or no? No. Naturally, we do not love God. Naturally, because we're like that, that means that God must punish us. He must exclude us from his presence. But if we've been reading Romans of late, or in the past we read it, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, he gives us a right relationship with God by a gift. We're joined to the life-giving goodness of Jesus Christ. I've got some gifts up here. We'll be using them a little later on. The gift that he has given us is his son. Why has he given us his son? Well, because he wants us to be made perfectly like his son. Have a look with me at verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. Now, if you're a Christian here this morning, and this is the end of the first talk, do you know that that's why you're a Christian? God has chosen you to be made perfectly like his son, Jesus Christ. All by a gift. Not because you're good at it. Not because we love God, but that he's going to make us so that we love him because of his son Jesus, by a gift. Now, why is this so important? It's so important because we often think God has chosen us for how good we are at loving him. That's not the basis on which he chose us. Or we think that he chose us because, for some other reason. I don't know if, like me, you think this kind of thing. If God really loves me, why would he be allowing me to go through this? Or struggle with that? Or suffer this? We think, How can God love me in my lack of health, my illness? How can he love me with my financial difficulties? How can he love me with struggles in marriage or struggles in singleness or struggles in the family? How can he love me? Surely hasn't he chosen me for those things? No, he hasn't. He's chosen us to be conformed, to be made like his son, Jesus. So I don't know if, like me, you need to remind yourself this morning, do you want to be like him? Do you want God to make you like him? Have you seen Jesus? I don't mean physically in the flesh, but you've seen what he's like, and don't you want to be like him? Don't you want to see him in glory? See him face to face and be perfectly like him? Enjoying God's love, shining in his kingdom forever? Well, for the Christian, that's certain. Certain. Chosen by grace to be made like Jesus. Now we're going to sing a song in a moment, but I just want to say a little bit about long words, because our song is about long words. Imagine my delight on the Doors last week to hear these words. Sunday at 6 I've already heard this, so sorry to repeat it. Ichthyosaur, plesiosaur, Tyrannosaurus rex, paleontologist. Anybody tell me what those words are about? Boys and girls? Anybody tell me what those words are about? Or the grown-ups even? Yeah? They're dinosaurs, yes. And isn't it amazing that I was hearing these words from a four-year-old? Four-year-old. He didn't know that you had to be frightened of long words. And we're going to look at some long words in our next talk. And I just want to issue a challenge to all the boys and girls. If you can come back and tell me some of the long words that I'm going to be talking about in the next talk, there's a little added incentive if you get one of these. First 10, back, if you can tell me a long word, even better what it means, because you don't need to be frightened of long words, especially not Christian ones. Ada. Fantastic. Well, there's some more big words to come. So if you could open your Bibles again and turn back to Romans chapter 8, page 1135. Four big words which are hugely encouraging and comforting if we're Christians here this morning. Because our second point is this: predestined, called, justified, glorified by grace. Now, these words are often described as the golden chain. It's a verse in the Bible which speaks hugely for those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, of our security, our safety. I'll just read it. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. So there's going to be a golden chain appearing here. Many of us know and love the teaching of the Bible that Jesus died on the cross, taking the punishment for our sins. But often we're slow to see how that relates to our security as Christians. So here's some long words, but some precious words. Predestined. Now, this means that before any of us were born, in fact, before anything was created, God chose people to be rescued by his son, Jesus Christ. Now, let's just think what this is not. It's not that God sees into the future and sees that people like you and me will love God and therefore decides to choose us. It's not that. Rather, it's that God sees into the future, and because God being God, the future that God sees happens, because God's the one who makes history happen, he sees into the future and he chooses people to be made like his son, to love him as his son loves him. Chooses people for Jesus to take the punishment for them. That's the first link in the chain. Called. What does this mean? It simply means that God works in the history of our lives so that we become Christians. It means that he chose us before we heard the gospel. He planned for us not only to hear of Jesus, but to understand who he is and to believe in him. What does this mean for us all here this morning? Well, it means that if we're not yet a Christian, and you think it would be great for me to understand the Christian life, be great for me to be able to believe in Jesus, but at the moment I just can't. Well, if you ask God, he can enable you to do all those things, to choose him and to believe in him. It's a bit like that person at, the back of the room who's been chosen for a team. They're saying, choose me, please, please, choose me, choose me. God always responds to that prayer. Jesus says, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. If you want to become a Christian, if you want to believe in the Lord Jesus, but you just can't put all the pieces together, why don't you ask him? He has the power to choose you. And if we're Christians here this morning, let's see how all these things link together so that we know the security of this, of being justified. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned, as we were just singing. Now again, it's easy not to get this quite right. The Spirit has inspired these words to give us comfort and security as Christian believers. We are declared innocent by God because Jesus died as our propitiation. He averted God's anger. So he justly takes our punishment on the cross. But it's not just the present punishment that we deserve. It's the future day of judgment punishment that he has already taken. The end of time punishment that Jesus has taken for all who trust in him. So we are declared innocent, not just for our past sins and our present sins, but all our future sins as well. Because the verdict of the last day has already been passed on those who trust in Christ. And the verdict is innocent, justified. Now then, final link in the chain. And this is just glorious, well, in more ways than one. Can you see the tense? Can you see the tense of that? Now, I don't know if, like me, you went to school where they didn't teach grammar. So here's a quick lesson. Sorry, don't switch off. This is important to understand and to learn. Okay, present tense. He is glorifying. Future tense. He will glorify. Past tense. He has glorified. It's the past tense. In fact, in Greek, you don't need to know Greek, but it has some helpful things every now and again. And this is one of the helpful things. There's a tense in Greek which means past and totally completed, forever done. And it's that tense. A Christian is someone who has been predestined, has been called, been justified, and been glorified. In other words, us being with Jesus in glory is as certain as can be expressed as if it's already happened. It's already completely done. Because it's all of God. It's all by what he's done. It's all of his son. Now I just need two volunteers, and they can be adults. Don't just need children to volunteer. But anybody want to come out and hold these two gifts either side? That's all you have to do. Nothing embarrassing. Just hold the gift here. Anybody going to be brave enough? Thank you. Laura, do you want to hold that one there? And Greg, do you want to hold that one there? Now, we're almost done, for those of you who are worrying about the time. We're almost done. In other words, what is this golden chain? It's because of the Father's relationship with the Son before he made anything, he chose to predestine some people and call some people and declare those people innocent and do all that was necessary to make sure that they reach heavenly glory, to be with his Son. Beginning to end, it's a gift. The Son of God given to us. Now, what does that mean? Have a look at verse 31. If you're a Christian here this morning, I hope, like me, you are encouraged by this. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, that's all Christians, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? All things. He's given us his son. He's not going to be miserly to us, is he? Even through the trials of life and all the difficulties that we face, what's he working? Unbreakably, securely, safely, without fail, he will make us like his son Jesus. We will be with him in glory. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't need to try to continue to live the Christian life, but let's just return to where we began. Our security, our Christian security, is not based on our love for God. It's based on his love for us in Jesus Christ. He's given us his son. We can be safe, secure, rejoicing, happy in all the trials and difficulties of life, happy in the right sense that we know God is working all things for our good. Now, I just wanted to finish by, sorry guys, just 30 more seconds. Because we start the Christian life by choosing to believe in Jesus Christ. And I hope for some of you here this morning, you will consider choosing to trust in what Jesus has done, receiving that gift, maybe for the first time. But if we have received that gift, we can say that becoming a Christian is like going through a door, and then we look back on the back of it. Well, it's not a door, is it? It's an arch. It was supposed to be an arch anyway. It just didn't quite end up looking very much like an arch. Okay, that's an arch. You go through the arch, and you look back, and a Christian can say, chosen before the creation of the world. That's the basis of our security. Not whether we love God, but that he loves us. Thank you both very much.